Also keep ligi. Abaye v'rove. So when the loyve is magdish, avada the malve is toyref. Keep ligi the zobin malve v'kodish malve. Abaye omar lemafreya ugoive. Kevon de motezimne v'loy parei. Is gale milse lemafreya de miikore b'rshusa avekoi v'shapir agdish v'shapir zobin. So Lashon HaGemara being some people to a mistake, Lashon HaGemara is Kevon de motezimne veloi parei, the time came and he didn't pay him, is gale milse lemafreya de miikore b'rshusa avekoi v'shapir agdish v'shapir zobin. It's lemaise, it's lav dafka de motezimne veloi parei. The motor zimne veloy parei, and he was goyvet. Lo yitzir was no gvia. We don't say lemafreya or goyvet. Mafreya or goyvet, we only say if in the end was a ma'ase gvia, like Rashi said in Lamed Amud Beis. And Dibur Hamaschil lemafreya or goyvet gviosri. Lashon HaGemara is kevon the motor zimne veloy parei is galim milse lemafreya de miikore b'shusa avekoi v'shapi ragdish v'shapi zobi. Lashon HaGemara is a shtikel mate. Rova Omar mikan v'le'abu goyve. Kevon de'ilu ave li'zuzah v'mesalik li'bezuzah. Ishtagach de'ashto kokoni. Ishtagach de'ashto kokoni. So we have machlekes abaye v'rove. Not be'agdish loive. Be'agdish malve. Be'agdish malve. Abaye says le'mafreya o goyve. Is gale milse le'mafreya that it says be'mele etzchal. And Rova says mikan v'le'abu goyve. Kevon the ilu havel in bosizuzah and motzi mesalek lebezuzah. So maybe we don't say lemafreya or goyve. So we mentioned already when we started the sugya that there's a meduyak in the Gemara that a rove be'etzem would learn like Abaye. Rove would learn like Abaye that lemafreya or goyve. The reason rove is not learning like Abaye is because ilu havel lezuzah and motzi mesalek lebezuzah. It's a reason not to learn like Abaye. This is the reason to shlug up Abaye. Kevon the ilu ave lezuzah ave motzi mesalik lebezuzah. This is the reason not to learn like Abaye. We have to know what is the lomdus in it. Bez Hashem. But before that is mashma, and as we brought down mefurish and tesis and gittin daf mem, that in the case that he cannot be mesalik lebezuzah, rove is moide to Abaye to lemafreya ugoive. Where is the case? Tesa says in Gittin of Mem Amud Beis, Shor Tam, Shemishtale Migufoi, and he doesn't have a right to Mesalik Lebezuzei, he could say, I want the Gufoi Shel Shor, Rove Bimoide Le Abaye, that Le Mafreya Ugoive. Rove Behol Azei Be Abaye. And Tesa says, it's Meduik in the Gemara Azei, Tesa Merames. Abaye said, Rove said, I'm not holding like Abaye, because Ilu Ave Lezuzei, Ave Motzi Mesalik Lebezuzei, so Bimele, I don't hold like Abaye. Masha that Besvori would hold like Abaye. Be'ez Hashem, we see in the Hemshech HaSugyas, Bayos, Nefkeminis. We have to remember this klal. I think it's Poshut. Maybe the people that don't have Dvorim Pshutim are be Masbir. What does the Tzad not to say like this? This is the way we're learning, because Taisa said it. The Tzad not to learn like that could be, Rove proved from Bederech klal that you could be Mesalik Bezuze, that the Heftzev Shibud is not Lemafreya. The sugi is, we don't know exactly what is lemafreya, what is mikav le'abo. We have to understand it. We'll try a little bit to be negea. So, could be, Rava says, bederech klal sido shibud, and you can be zalik bezuze. So, shibud doesn't mean that it's his. So, gradif is a specific place that he cannot be mesalik bezuze, could be even so Rava b'cholek an Abaye. I'm saying, we are learning nishtazeh. That be'etzem Abaye is girecht, and the only reason not to learn like Abaye is because ilu ave lezuzah v'motzi mesalik lebezuzah, and Tesis says, and you fall off that case, and you find the case that he cannot be mesalik bezuzah, Rove becomes like Abaye. So maybe it's dvorim pshutim. Lama zan derashi. for his pshat ha-gemore. Ki pligi da'ag dishmalve betoich ha-zman. This Rashi disturbs. When the story of the Malve is Magdish, betoich ha-zman. Why Rashi says betoich ha-zman? Le'achar ha-zman. So before the Akdama of Shir, you would say, no, le'achar ha-zman le'mafra, it's already chal, the gvir. But we said, no, avad kol zman was no gvir, is no abaye. Even if the achar ha-zman, it doesn't become his. Only when you do the ma'ase gvir, it becomes his. So why Rashi has to say betoich ha-zman? Again, if I would be wrong in what I said in Tchilas Hashir, that miyad b'shas the peroen, b'shas zman ha-gvir, the hainu, the date, the karka becomes his, salifi abaye, salifi rove, the only shayla if it goes to mafreya, so then for sure the whole story is betoich ha-zman. But we were magnum when we started this sugya, that it's not like that. Kol man was no gvir, even le'achar ha-zman, lefi rove it's only later, mikam ve'la'abu u'goive, fi abaye le'mafreya u'goive. So why Rashi has to say that the Maise, that he was Magdishes, was Betoich Hazman? Why Rashi has to say it? And it's not only Lav Dafke, because in Lamed Amud Beis, Rashi also says, look in Lamed Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom, the Agdish Loide, Nechosov Betoich Hazman. So Rashi, Tzvei Mor in the Sugya. Tzvei Mor in the Sugya. Betoich Hazman. So some say Lav Dafka. One of the Tamil Chacham, the Nishiva, told me, he said Lav Dafka. What's the Pshat Lav Dafka? Rashi wants to say a bigger Chiddush Alibe De Abaye. That Lafi Abaye, even that it's B'toich HaZman, but the Mafreya will go there back from day one. Back from day one. The Chiddush of Abaye that the Lemafreya Ugoive is even Me'atchol. I told him Lefi Dem Rashi had to say Afilu B'toich HaZman. So the Welt says that in this Rashi state the Balatrum is with the Nesivis brings down in Kuf Tzadik Tes that you start in Nesivis and something else, but the Nesivis brings down B'toich HaDvorim the Balatrum is that the ganze Machlekes Abaye Verove is only B'toich HaZman. Ober Le'achar HaZman, Dehainu, I give someone, I lend someone money for a week. For a week, I give him money for a week. And then, after a week, he doesn't pay me. And he has a karka. I magdish the karka. So if I was magdish betoich the week, lefi abaye in the end when I collected, lemafreya ugoive it's kodesh, lefi rove it's not kodesh. But when the week passed and he didn't pay me, and I was magdish the karka, and later, I was goive the karka, rove is moide lemafreya ugoive. Dahinu, Rav is moide that when you do a gviyeh, it's chal lemafreya mizman piroin. The ganze machlekes is if it's chal lemafreya mishas alvoe, aber lemafreya mishas piroin, Rav is moide to abay. Avade, belomdes, it needs a lot of hesber. Because ilo have a zuze, have a motzi mesarik le bezuze, even leachar zman piroin. If the lomdes of Rav was ilo have a zuze, motzi mesarik le bezuze, what is the hesber? But the Nesivis in Kuf Tzadik Tes, the Nesivis that we saw, legabe, the Iker Shaila there in the Sugya, he brings down the Balatrumis and he wants to pass it like that. He wants to say that this is the Iker Shita that the Nesivis wants to say. Adiuk, let me get weiter. Keep like the Irish Malve B'toich HaZman. You can learn Lav Dafke. Let me get weiter. Es ha-karka ha-mishubad lo'i ve-lo higdish es ha-choyv elo ha-karka ve-hashtu k'shigi ha-zman ve-lo ipro'i ze ve-hu bo li-gvoi se min ha-lo'i ve-choyzer bo'i chutz chozer bo'i min ha-higdish. So Rashi said, what happened here? He was magdish B'toich HaZman ve-lo higdish es ha-choyv ve-hashtu k'shigi ha-zman ve-lo ipro'i ve-hu bo li-gvoi se min ha-lo'i ve and he's about to be goyve min aloive, choyzer by min ha-ekdash. He was choyzer from the ekdash. Frank the Welt, why Rashi has to say that he was choyzer by min ha-ekdash? He's not choyzer by min ha-ekdash. But the shaila is if the ekdash is chal or not. If the ekdash is chal, it's kodesh. If the ekdash is not chal, it's not kodesh. So he's not choyzer from the ekdash. What? He was magdish de karka. It's not chal, so now he could be goyve. Even if he's not chayzer by min ha-ekdash. He's goyve de karka and it doesn't become kodesh. Why Rashi has to say chayzer by min ha-ekdash? Mashma from Rashi that if he's not choizer from the Hegdash, so even if he rove, when I will do a gviyah, it will turn over to become Hegdash. Miskarov gifrek for vos. And I'll tell you, I know that people say lav dafke. I heard someone says lav dafke. Every guy, they say lav dafke. Rashi meant, if he's not choizer from the Hegdash, so what is the fight? Just give it now. What is the whole tumul abayev rove? Just go, give it. I don't know if you're allowed to say such a lav dafka. Hey, shot if it's kodesh or not, go give it. You ready? Why did I just say chayzim in Hegdash? It's not chayzim in Hegdash. But the ma'aseh Hegdash, the ma'aseh Hegdash that he did is not chal. Fault. But I'll tell you more for that, why I know that the people that say lav dafka are wrong. The darach lav they're wrong. But look in Rashi. Ma'aseh from Rashi that is chayzer noch far de gviyeh. Good in Lashon Rashi. V'kshu boli gvoiso, choyzer min. No, v'gvo. V'achshav choyzer min ha'egdesh. No. If b'shaz de gvi, was not choyzer min ha'egdesh, to be kodesh. If Rashi is men balabatish, that if he's not choyzer min ha'egdesh, what is the whole shayla? So give it. It's not chal. He's masking to give it, so give it. What is the argument about Eber Rav? It's balabatish. But I'm saying, chutz from that, so Rashi didn't have to madgish that the Chazor is going to a nice gvir. It's ki'ilu mashav in Rashi that if you're holding by Hegdash and you do a gvir, you're giving it to Hegdash. Dvorim tmui mechet is. Let me get weiter. So now, let me send the Rashi alein. Bozok Rashi. Ki pligi de Hegdash malve betoich hazman es hakarka meshubad loy velo higdish es hachoyv. Elo hakarka. ואשתו כשהגיע הזמן ולא יפרו איזה והוא בוא לקבוע איזה מן הלאי ואיכו איזה מן ההקדש so לפי הבאי עץ קודש או לפי רוב עץ נעת קודש רשי עץ ולא הקדיש עשה חויב דקצויס אין סימן סמך ווב סיף קוטן בייס דקצויס ספיקס אוט דיס רשי רשי סי זה חידוש הדגן זה מחלקס הבאי ורוב איז when he was not מקדיש דחויב he was מקדיש דקרקע Now he wants to be choyzer. Shail if it's kodesh or not. Shail if it's kodesh or not. Rashi says, if he's magdish es achoyv, lo yitzur is magdish es achoyv, listen carefully what state in Rashi. So then what? Even lefi rove, the karka will be kodesh. If the person gets up and says, listen, Yankel owes me money, and there's a karka that I'm about to collect, I magdish that karka. Abaye says, Lemafriya, the karka belongs to me. And Rava holds, Lemafriya, the karka doesn't belong to me. So, Mele, I didn't have a kerk to magdish the karka. But I'm not magdish the karka. Yankel owes me money. I'm magdish the choiv that Yankel owes me. State in Rashi, that b'chai gavne, later when I collect the karka, it will be kodesh even lefi Rava, not only lefi Abaye. Zog diktsois. It's totally, be'etzem, it's a Rashi l'shitose. A person could sell a choiv. Someone owes me money. I want to sell it to someone else. So the Gemara says, you can't sell choyf bechalipin. Make a Kenyan suda, now he owes you. Mishto azazach. Why? So Rashi says, because ein matbea nikne bechalipin. So the Ktesis and Ksubis is medayik in Rashi, that be'etzem you could sell a choyf. Just granted, how you do Meshiche? Pull the ear, agboe. How you be meshach bechoyf? Yena will pick up that guy. I mean, how you do? There's no way to do the kinyan. Ein matbea nikne bechalipin. Shtar helps an ear. Well, mechir shtar is house. Be'etzem basik. B'shtar. So the Gemara says, do chalipin. Ein matbea nikne bechalipin. Tesis and Ksuba says, no, choyv is something that you can't sell. Not only that, there's no way to do the ma'aseh kinyan. Choyv is an ear, it's ein birshusoy, it's ein shaloi. It's not something that you could sell from one person to the other person. So diktzeis, so Rashi l'shitosoy that learns that be'etzem you could sell a choyv. She says no kinyan, right? Aber amrosi legavoya, hakim sirosi le'edyadomi. So by hegdesh, if you magdish the choyv becomes kodesh. So Yankel owes me money. So Rashi holds that you could be magdish a choyv. Normally you can't do a kinyan to pass over a choyv. Mashengen, Hegdash could work. Mashengen, if you should have a thesis in Ksubis, I'm Nunhei, it will be Kamel, I'm a Dalet, and more, I'm involved in more places that thesis hold in its ear, so even you can't be Magdishit. This part is Aleph Beis, is Dovah Poshet. Ktsoi, Samachvov, Sivkot, and Beis, Ketoi Chadvorim, he brings down two Shittas in the Ritva, Aber ich habe paar Machleikes. Alef. Beis. Lefi Rashi steht, if I will be magdish the choiv, so when I will collect the karka, it will become kodesh. Because now that person owes money to Hegdish. So while the person owes money to Hegdish, so the Hegdish are collecting the karka, so it becomes kodesh. Again, from when it will become kodesh? From the day of collecting, lefi Rove, not lemafreya. Again, Abai holds lemafreya, Rove holds mikan veleabo. Just lefi Rove mikan veleabo, I was chosen for my hegdish, I can't be magdish it. The kedusha is not chal on the karka. So when I pointed the karka, it's chulim. Mashengin, if the chayv is kodesh, so when the hegdish collected, it becomes kodesh. When the hegdish collected, it becomes kodesh. Does it the Rashi? The Ktzeis is Mitzayim Tesis Bobe Basra in Vav Amud Beis. Tesis Bobe Basra in Vav Amud Beis is a modern Tesis. Till here everything is good. That this Rashi is a Chidush, that he was not Magdish Dechoyiv, because if he was Magdish Dechoyiv, it would become Kodesh, because Yesh Mechir Leshtar Lechoyiv, just normally is a Chisor Lechetimtze, here is no Chisor Lechetimtze. Mashenkel, if it tastes, it's not going to be Magdish Dechoyiv. This is glad. Tesis Bobe Basra in Vav asked the Kasha. Why you can't sell Choyves? We know Mechir HaShtores is the Rabbonon. If you write a Shtar and a Choyv, it's the Rabbonon. Frek Tesis, why you can't sell the Choyv? Maybe I want to be Magdish before that. One recognition of Rashi. So Rashi is maimi the sugi that he was magdish the karka. Again, he's magdish the choiv, then it works. The hegdish could collect it. He's magdish the karka. So I want to say azach, it's very poshut, but maybe just the mistaba the oizen. I think Ibn Nochem said it like this. The mistaba the oizen. What would be lefi Rashi if I magdish the choiv? Then I don't want to collect it. Hegdish doesn't ask me, right? The hegdish goes and collects it. אז מקדיש דחויב. If I מקדיש דקרקה, פי אבייה למפריע הוגויב את שחל. What if I don't want to collect the karka? I want to settle with a guy with money. I could settle with money or not? Yes or no? I have to be going with the karka or I could take money? What do you think? Again. Ay gemore, Reuven, lend money to Shimon. Now, Shimon went and was magdish the karka, Reuven's karka. Lefi Abaye, if he collects the karka in the end, it's kodesh. Lefi Reuven not. He doesn't want to collect the karka. He changes mind. When he collects the karka, it'll be kodesh. So he tells Reuven, give me money. Don't want karka. He could do it or not? What? For sure, yes. If I'm goyve the karka, le mafreya or goyve, it becomes kodesh. I don't have to be goyve. I was not magdish the choyv. I was magdish the karka. It's aleph based. Now I know why I'm not going to spoke it out. Yeah? It's aleph based. I'm not magdish the choyv. I'm magdish the karka. If I'm going to this piece of land, I magdish it. If tomorrow I collect it, so le mafreya, that karka was mine. So the kedusha is chal. If I didn't collect it, it was never mine. The kedusha was never chal. I was not magdish the choyv. Rashi offered that he'll be magdish the choiv, and then even lefi rove the hegdish will collect it will be kadosh. Ein echanami. So Rashi, it's not the case. But Ravada, the case of the sugi is that he was magdish the karka, and he can't force him to collect the karka. He doesn't have to go to collect the karka if he doesn't want. I think till here it's poshut. The Ktzeis brings down Tesis and Bobe Basra in Vov. Tesis and Bobe Basra in Vov ask the kasha. Why you can't sell a shtar? With a shtar. Zoktesis, you're right. Choyv is something that you can't sell. But it's a shibut. Sell the shibut. Now, what tesis meant sell the shibut? Sell the shibut to the other person. Sell the shibut to the other person, because karak is mishua bedes. And b'meile, the shtar will make a kinyan and the shibut. Sell the shibut, and b'meile that other person will get the choiv and he could collect it. Zok Taisis the yisod that we said, shibut is not a mamoshes, you can't sell it. That is what Taisis means to answer there. Till here, everything is good. Mamish, noch a Taisis. say to ask the Eisek Kasha, every time in a Choriv, sell it with a shtar, sell the Shibut. So the Taisa says, I can't sell it. It's Eina Birshusa. I think till here it's clear. The problem is, Tesis adds a line, Kedem muchach bepsochim daf lamed alef, that you can't sell the karka. Freg de ktsois, what Tesis wants? Our sugya, he was not magdish de choiv. He wants to magdish the karka. Zogtrove, he doesn't own the karka. Tesis didn't ask that he will sell the karka. Tesis didn't ask that you will sell the karka. The karka we have is sugi by us that you can't sell. Tesis asked, sell the shibut, and the person will have a right to collect the shibut, because the shibut will be meshubet to him. It's like Tesis, you can't sell the shibut, because it's ein birshusai, like Rava says by us, ilo ave lezuzah. Freg de ktsois, my arrive with the ktsois. Freg de ktsois, samach vov siv gotten beis. Ulam divre ha-teisvis lo yecholti leholmom. I can't even understand to put it. Mi iskikom lechalek ben hegdesh. Do lo imuchach b'shas kol sho elo she'im yochol lehagdish guf ha-nechosim. Aval im magdish guf ha-choiv, dil me'ein ha-chenami. Ve'ayin shom b'rashi. Ve'ayin shom b'rashi. Teisvis had a tzad, sell the shibut. There's a gemara that you can't sell the shibut. By us. Es ki'ilu shteido. And we don't know pshat. I'm just, it's a mitzayin. I'm kveigir, they give nashas there also. It's in the back. But we basra. Tesis learned the sugi here that he was not magdish de karga. He was magdish de choyv. The shibud of the choyv. And Rove is mechadish that the shibud is einer birshusay. Again. Tzura sadvori. Bepashtes, the sugya sagimori was magdish de karka. And this is the way we will learn the sugya. And Abaye holds the mafreya de karka is mine, and Rove holds the karka is not mine, und dosi de tzusa de shmaisa, und dosi de sugya vezeuze. Rashi added, maybe it'll be magdish de choiv, and then even if Rove, the hegdish will collect it and it'll be kodosh. So Rashi ain't a chanami, it's not the case of the sugya. And we explain Rashi and Shitosi, and it makes sense. Tesis Taki learns, you can't be Magdish Achoyf. That's also good. But the problem is that Tesis and Babi Basre cleared if you could sell the Choyf, not to sell the Karka. Tesis wanted that you will sell the Choyf. Because Tesis wanted the Lekeach will have a right to go to collect. Tesis didn't mean to sell the karka. Tesis just spoke about mechira shtores. You will sell the choiv to the other person, and you will have a right to collect. And he brings a right from our sugya that you can't sell it. And for sure, the karka I can't sell. The karka I don't own, but I wanted to sell the shibut. I don't want to sell the karka. I want to sell the shibut. And state that the shibut is also eina birshusi. State the shibut is also eina birshusi. It's another kasha on Tesis. It's another kasha, the Achroni Mass on Tesis. But we'll come out lefi then, that Mechir HaShtor is lefi Abaye of Bidur Raisa, Eina Chanami. So Eina Yodea, Vaistois, we have to remember that it's a tzadir to learn the sugya differently fi Tesis. Not that he was Magdish de Karka, he was Magdish de Choy. I know it's a shver ezach, and we're not going into it. But I want to explain to you why Bederech HaLimud I'm saying over the stasis. Even though it's a shver azach, we're not going into it. Bederech HaLimud, Rashi here is also merames, that was a different way to learn the sugya. V'lo yagdish esachoyv. What's vil Rashi? What's the shaykhs? Abay v'ro v'ha v'shayle, v'lem afriah o'goyv, v'gam la o'goyv. If you magdish nechoyv, you magdish nechoyv. For sure, it's Kodesh. About it's Kodesh. Think about it different. What Rashi wants? He was not Magdish Dechoyv. If he's Magdish Dechoyv, it's not Negetz, Abaye V'Rove. Abaye V'Rove clear, if a piece of item that I collect tomorrow, if it's from now mine, or from then it's mine, Lemafreya Mikam V'Leabo. So Rashi, but if he's Magdish Dechoyv, for sure, if you're Magdish Dechoyv, Dechoyv is Kodesh, and Hedesh can collect, so it's Kodesh. Shalom Aleichem, Vosvil Rashi. Okay, maybe Rashi, it's a chilush that the Bichal, you could Magdish Dechoyv. So, who asked Rashi? V'lo yagdish esachoy. In the middle, before he didn't finish the pshat in the sugya. V'choy zavu mina hegdish. So Rashi, no, he's not magdish dechoy. Don't worry, it's not magdish dechoy. Vaistois, and I'm saying, I don't know where, I'm just giving a Pesach. Vaistois, weißt du, das ist ein anderer Weg zu lernen, das zu gehen. Weißt du, es was a way that he was magdish the chayv. And the Ktzeis himself, and Rabbi Kiva Eger, there is Merames, that Tesis and Bobe Basra learned the sugya that was not a Maisa Akdosha and the Karka, was a Maisa Akdosha and the Choyv, and they built up from this Tesis, from our sugya, that you can't be Magdish the Choyv, Lefi Abaye, because it's Eino Birshusoy. Any idea? And I'm saying, any idea? Adam, if someone knows the Pshat, Rabbi Kiva Eger also there in Gilashas, the Shver and Tesis, Ktzeis says, any idea, I don't know even how to learn Pshat and Tesis. But in Tesis is Merumis and Bobe Basra, there was a different Mahalach there, because Tesis is not speaking about Magdish the Karka again. Because Tesis is stelling it to Mechiras Karshtores, that the other person will have a right to collect. Like we were Magdish the Firashi. If you Magdish the Choyf, Hegdish has a right to collect. If you Magdish the Karka, Avada Hegdish don't have a right to collect. I was Magdish this piece. If it will be mine, it will be Kodesh. If not, not. Hegdish can't force me to go to collect it. This was the whole Hezbollah Firashi. If you Magdish the Choyf, yeah. And Tesis deal with handling that I'll be Mechir Ashtores the Reise, that the Shibud will go over, and he's being a riot from our Suge. The whole taste there is modern. It brings a riot that you can't sell like you can't be Magdish. Our Gemara says you also can't sell. Tesis says there, and you can't Magdish because it's Eino Birshu, you can't sell because it's Eino Birshu, like you cannot be Magdish. Our Suge says, Claude, you can't sell. Any idea of holmei? Any idea of holmei? What I'm saying is a remez. So I don't know pshat. It's only a Pesach. But the wissen tzidah is a teizim b'be basre. We have to go weiter. If someone will know pshat, other rabbi, it has to be maybe another pshat after you learn the whole sugya. But I'm saying that the chalimu, the reason I madgish it so much, because I think this Rashi here is not stam a Rashi. Velo higdish es achoyv. Avad, higdish es achoyv, no shaykh es tabayev arove. Higdish es achoyv, no shaykh es tabayev arove. Weiss tois, who was a pshat? Rashi says, das ist nicht der Pshat. Rashi says, das ist nicht der Pshat. Now, we have a little bit to be mevarer, the Iker Sugi. I want to mesada the Dvorim, because we're finishing the first part and we're starting the next part of the Sugi. I know we can't get Ketzerich Kedeboi, but we'll try at Heichon Shiyori Magas to mesada the Dvorim. The Nesivis and Simen Kuf Tzadik Tes, and Rabbi Kiva Eger by us, and the Sfasemes, all of them ask a shayla. All of them ask a shayla. Abaya holds them afreya ugoive. Abaya holds them afreya ugoive. So while Abaya holds them afreya ugoive, so if you collect it, so lefi Abaya lem afreya ugoive, the mele, it belongs to me, Lemafre. We don't know yet as Beir. So again, Reuven gives money to Shimon, lends money to Shimon. Shimon wants the money. Reuven wants the money back, and Shimon doesn't pay him. So he goes and he collects the karka from Shimon. Abai Zok Lemafreya Ugoive, it's his Lemafreya, Klapi Ar Sugye, that if Reuven was Magdishit already yesterday, it's Kodesh, because Lemafreya belongs to Reuven. Before there's Beirim of Reb Shimon. These are the words of the Gemara. That Lemafreya, Reuven is the Bailim and what did he collect? Even if he collected in Tovshinayin Beis, and the Maisa Hegdash he did in Tovshinayin Aleph, of a valley owes me money, Lemafreya Ugoive, it's already mine in Tovshinayin Aleph, and the Hegdash is Chab. Frek the Nesivis, where is the Kinyan? The Kol HaTerekula, without the Kinyan, a Chayfis doesn't belong to a person. Where is the Maisa Kinyan of Reuven and the Chayfis? What's the Lemafreya Ugoive? Where is the Maisa Kinyan? But I'll later will explain what is exactly the mafreya. This is the second part. But the first kasha frek the nesivus. Where is the maisa kinyan? Where is the maisa kinyan? Zog the nesivus svasemes. The kinyan is the mois. When you give the mois for the alvoe, you're kielu making a tnai. that if in the end you don't pay me, I want this money to be a ma'aseh kinyan on that chayfetz. This is the Nesivos in Kuf Tzadik Tes. Sha'amoes harishoino is ke'ilu nitnu betnai. She'im lo itifra li, I'm koina with this moes, the chayfetz. And on that, the Achronim has a list of six kashas. The first kasha, the Sfasem, speaks out. It's good be karka. Karka nikne be kesef. What's been metaltelim? Metaltelim are not nikne be kesef. So if metaltelim are not nikne be kesef, so how are you going to metaltelim? How are you going to metaltelim? What? But Agav Karka, you betal to him, he's not going to Karka. But he was not, again, Lemafrea Goyva, we say the $100 that I gave you, I meant to buy this Lemafrea. So if in the end you give me Chometz, I meant to buy the Chometz. I didn't mean to buy the Karka, right? And not buy the Karka doesn't become mine. You can't say Agav Karka. The Karka doesn't become mine. If the karka doesn't become mine, so where is my ma'aseh kinyan? So the Sfasemis maybe says the Firab Yechonon Shmidei Raisim Mois Koinois On Gzeira Shemayim Unisufu Chitecho Ba'aliyah. And here you can't say Shiyem Ole Nisufu Chitecho Ba'aliyah, because only what he gets later Lemafreya he was koine. He could never tell him Nisufu Chitecho Ba'aliyah. Normally, why would the Rabbon and Mois are not koine metaltelim? Because if I will buy a closet and tomorrow I will come to ask where is my closet, you tell me it's burned. But here, I'm only going to lemafreya what you will give me in the end. So you never could say nisubuchitecha ba'aliyah.
It's a comment.
Second kasha. Fregen da achroinim. Would it be of a karka that he didn't own b'shas da alvoy? The halacha is that if he got the Sibes Hashem, I'm going to learn the sugis later, if I give money, someone money, even if he gets a karka later, it also becomes b'shubit. And we also say lemafreya. We'll see next sugya. Lemafreya from the time that he owned it. It becomes mine. There was no ma'aseh kinyan there. How you can make a ma'aseh kinyan there? Where's the ma'aseh kinyan? Again, I gave you money a week after you bought a karka. Then after 10 years I'm goyve, so lemafreya or goyve, from the time you bought it belongs to me, but I never made a ma'aseh kinyan on it. You can't sell me, you didn't own it. How you sold it to me? The third kasha, Teisim Bekamel Lamed Gimel says that we say lemafreya u goyve b'shoyrtam b'mazik b'nezikin b'oynes u'mefate. There's no ma'aseh kinyan, there's no kesef there. How you say lemafreya u goyve? Where is the ma'aseh kinyan? There's no ma'aseh kinyan. Fregt Reb Shimon Shkop a fourth kasha. Kaimelon ein breire. A person can make a kinyan. I'm buying a house, I'll tell you tomorrow what house. It doesn't work. Ein breire. A fifth kasha. Fregen de achroinim. The Gemara says lemafreya u goyve. What would it be if, lemoshal, someone owes me money? So I'm going to collect the karka from the lekeach. Right? I'm going to collect the karka from the lekeach. The karka is worth today 150. He only gave me 100 money. Then someone gives me $100 and he's not paying me, I go to collect this karka. The karka is worth 150. I can't take 150. I only take 100. If then I bought the karka 10 years ago, it was worth $100. So even now that it's worth $150, why I can't take it? Again, someone owes me $100, so I go to collect the karka. So they check how much it's worth, they give it to me, right? But if you check how much it was worth when I made the alvoy, that was worth $100. You had it, now it's $150. So why the halacha is that I only get $100? Let me get $150. I bought it a year ago. I bought it a year ago.
Now. What about a year ago?
I gave you money now to buy this house, if later you don't pay me.
But what are you doing? $100.
Right. But I'm buying now a karka $100 worth. Not, I'm not buying then, I'm buying now. Let my friend go back and be magnishit. I'm buying now $100 worth of field. Now in 10 years this field is worth a million. But when I'm going to collect, check the price then. I bought a karka. I paid you now money. I have to buy a karka, $100. I'm buying then, my vrouw gave it, hello? My vrouw gave it. Bald payers, bald payers. Let me collect the cash. I'm paying you now to buy the karka. This is the way the receiver learns. Then, I'm buying now a karka worth $100. If now I'm collecting, so you're right. So now, this is the amount. But if I'm buying with that money a worth of fields, we may have to go. Let's see how much it's worth now? Sure. It's another kasha dirt and bribis. Only five kashas. These are the first five kashas. Now, there's another two kashas that are shver on this derech. You're right that maybe they're shver anyways, but on this derech they're shver specially, and I want to explain. Rove really liked Abaye's pshat and lemafreya ugoive. Why Rove didn't say like Abaye? Anyway, why Rove didn't say like Abaye? The reason Rove didn't say like Abaye was because ilu ave lezuze ave motzi misalek lebezuze. So I don't want to learn like Abaye. Verstehst du? Abaye holds that when I give money, I'm buying now for another 100, for another 5 years. When I'm paying now. I'll tonight. That if you don't pay me, I'm buying it off now. Right? So what Rove says? But ilu avel izuzah v'metzalik lebezuzah. I don't know. You like Abaye's pshat or you don't like Abaye's pshat? If Abaye makes sense, that when he gives money, mo'es harishoynes nitnu l'shem kinyan. Mo'es harishoynes nitnu l'shem kinyan. So what are you answering me? But if he would have money, he could pay him off. So what? If I buy a house, that if in 2 years you don't walk in the street and you don't do this and you don't do that, it's mine. And then you don't do this and you don't do that, so it becomes mine. You have a problem with it? I made a t'nai with you. If in 2 years you don't pay me, that's mine. So I make the t'nai. I'm buying a house. Then in 2 years you don't do this and this and this, it's mine. But you could pay him. Every t'nai is like that. I tell Isha, you divorce. If you give me $100, you're not divorced. So if she doesn't give the $100, she's divorced. If she gives the money, she's not divorced. I want $100. If not, take a get. No, so it's a problem? It's not a problem. It works. So if Rove is masking to Abaye, one Rove slugs up Abaye. But ilu have a lizuze, have a moti mesalik lebezuze. So what? So what? Ilu have a lizuze, moti mesalik lebezuze. If the lomdus in Abaye is, moes harishoynes nitnu l'shem piro, l'shem kinye, so what is the chilek? Again, he's selling it with money, no bailis, no schusim lefin in the series. Lefit in the Sivis is a Pasha Tekinian. Abaye is a Pasha Te Umdeneve Kinian. If you see in the Sivis inside the Kupzadik test, Simam Estet. Another Kasha. Another Kasha. You know what? Rove doesn't like Abaye. But we said, Balatrumes, Wumedaik and Rashi, Rove only doesn't like it, Betoy Chazman. But Le'achar Hazman, he's masculine of Afreo Goive. Here, I'm not understand. I could hear that Abaye holds that you could make such a t'nai, Mois HaRishoyin is nitnu, Rove doesn't hold from it. Why he says, Ilu Aven Azuzi, I don't know why he says it. But Rove doesn't hold from this whole Ma'alach of Abaye. But to say no, Rove doesn't hold from it, B'toy Chazman. Le'achar Hazman, he holds from it. This doesn't make sense. And anyway, it doesn't make sense, what is the chiluk? But I want to explain, if it's a lomdus, what is the schus shibut, what is the schus kinyan? So we'll buy ois epes in a rove. That b'tei chazman, the shibut is not stark, le'achar chazman, the shibut is stark, b'ez Hashem, we'll buy pshat. But if the pshat is, the nesivis learns, b'etzem, if the nesivis is no suya. No suya. Abaye poshes like the balabat shazach. When a person gives the money, he makes a t'nai. Take this money, if and then you don't pay me, I'm buying it from now. Because on them zog the nesivas could never work lemafreya. I have to own the chayfets. So the nesivas, because it's problem that it's not mistabel to him that I own the chayfets lemafreya, I can't own the chayfets lemafreya. He has to say that I gave money now to buy the chayfets. So we had all these 5 or 6 kashas that doesn't make sense. Karka, Naziki, Metaltelim, Yukre, Vezule, Breire, all these kashas. But now he's asking two more on the shaylas. What Rabbi is answering, Ilo Avel Ezuze, it's Shalom Emin Atayna. Ilo Avel Ezuze, it's Shalom Emin Atayna. And the second kasha is, and Lama Zogin Rabbi doesn't like a bias Lomdus. And it's only a proof, Ilo Avel Ezuze, I'm not going in out to. But Rabbi himself was saying, B'teich Hasman Ez Hazei, Le'achar Hasman Ez Hazei. The next Rashi is also Mashmet Ez Chilukim, and the Mamasri Kiplik and Aydish, Ilav lezuzel leloyve b'yoyim hazman. Seirib rash ben rash. Rov is only chalik b'teich hazman, not le'achar hazman. So it's 5 and 2 kashas. These are be'etzem 5 and 2 kashas that the Nesivus is way. Chutz from that, we were madgish yesterday that an etzem divrei Abaye, an etzem divrei Abaye. We have 3 kashas that we don't understand. 1 kasha we asked, I know we answered it, but I want not to dvorim on mesudorim. If lemafreya u goive, so why he doesn't give back the peiros? If lemafreya u goive, and it's considered the malve, and the malve has a right to be magdish it from now, to be magdish the karka. We're going like Rashi. Again, maybe if he tastes that he's magdish the shibud, maybe the whole sugi is not even shver. I don't know what it is. But we're not learning like taste that he was magdish the shibud. We took out that pshat. So we're learning kepshuto, he's not magdish the choiv, he's balabatish, magdish the piece of the karka. Right? This is our pshat, very stark. We know that if we're learning different, everything maybe will be different. But again, Abaye learns lebafreu goive. What is the pshat lefi Abaye lebafreu goive? The malve gets up Sunday morning and he's magdish the karka. 10 years later, he's goive the karka. We say it was yours then and it's kodesh. It was yours then and it's Kaddish. And we said, not that he's Magdish the Shibud. He's Magdish the Karka. This is that Goshen Lefirashi. If he's Magdish the Shibud, so maybe I could hear Mahalchim. Oh, but we said he's Magdish the Karka. And Hegdish doesn't have a right to go to collect. I'm deciding if I'm collecting or not. But if I collect, it's mine from then. Frank the Nesivus means you were the Bailim 10 years ago. Because a person can't be Magdish Dovo Sheinu Shaloi. Zogt Abaye Lemafreya Ugoive, it's called Shaloi. It's called Shaloi. Frank the Shaila, if it's called Shaloi, Frank the Meiri, so all of the Peiris Lemafreya have to go to him. If Lemafreya it's Shaloi, again, and he could be Magdish it, and we said he's Magdish the Karka. It's the whole Adgoshe. So when you see this, you want to run to say, no, maybe it was Magdish the Shibud. But we're not saying Magdish the Shibud, it's Magdish the Karka. The Karka was given 10 years later. And we're saying that it's Chal, because it's Magdish the Karka. This is Abaye, Lemafreya u'goyve. The Shaila is, what is the Avon in it? What happened to the Peiros? Kinyan Lezman, So doichak. Some want to say that he's meshayer to himself the peiros. I said Achrayim say you can't say it. Reb Shimon says if a goof is kodosh, peiros that are yoinik be kodosh, pashtus become kodosh. Person's magdish goof chutz mi peiros could be the peiros kodosh because the yoinik mi hegdish. And the Achrayim has the same kasha: how every person could bring bikurim. Maybe the isha will be goive ksuva, lemafreya u goive, so he never owned the karka. So how every yid brings bikurim? He says, Adom asher nosatoli. Adom asher nosatoli. Every yid brings bikurim, fighting the tzlacha as this kasha, it was some hala sifa. A person brings bikurim, says, Adom asher nosatoli. The isha in 20 years, when he dies, she goes to the yesaimim, order to him if she's divorced, and she collects the karka. Lemafreya u goive, for the time she's married, the karka is his. What? But you can't say, Adom asher nosatoli, mishnen bikurim. Yesh lo peiros ve'en lo karka, maybe ve'en lo koire. Heard kodesh te'ilones, sugi bo'basra pe'alef. Was the Shaykhs? What's the Shaykhs? Amen. Frau Gäube, right? La Frau Gäube, it's mine. Remember, and this is, when the Gabi Chomets, we said, the Yid was never Eir Baliroy, right? It was never his. It's never his, right? It's never Eir Baliroy. So how do you bring Bikuli? Love is on the Paris, you say Shiu. Paris, you say Shiu. How about you bring Bikuli? La Frau Gäube. The guy could be Magdish, that's his. His could Magdish, that's his. La Frau Gäube. Another kashes and tastes and gittin. What we saw, taste the Gemara says that only kine kedushas aguf, a kedushas domim, but kedushas aguf, it's chal. And sulei poka, so tastes it's only lefi rova, but lefi abaye nothing is chal. Because lefi abaye mafreya ugoive, so when the loive was magdish, we speak on the loive. When the loive is magdish, so the Gemara said before it's not chal. So the taste of the Gemara, the kedusha of the guf is chal. So the taste is in Babugitin only lefi rova, but lefi abaye lemafre it was never his. So it was never kodesh. It was never his. And so what with the peiros? That's the same kasha. Just taste says in Babugitin man, but lefi abaye the kedusha of the guf was also never chal because lemafre ahu goive. So the loive never owned it, right? The loive was magdishit. The Gemara says, "Ain't a b'shusay." But kedusha of the guf works. Zok teisa, but lefi abaye no, because the mafreya ugoive it was never his. These are the words of teisus. Again, when the loive is magdish, not the malve. So the Gemara said by us that it's not chal. Lamed amud beis, the first part. But kedusha of the guf, Rashi brought that it's chal. Teisa says in Gittin daf mem only lefi rove, but lefi abaye the mafreya ugoive. So even kedusha of the guf was not chal. So you can't say sule pocket was never chal. Ah, it was never chal. So it was never this. So what happened to the Paris? So what's the pshat? These are Be'etzem, the koshis of the sugya. And what this is Moichiachos, as Midavzorgen Azei, the Gdorim are very shver here. The Gdorim are very shver. And I'm saying, in this chelik of the sugya, the Mesakim, the Kashas. Say, the Meiri Take, Mashma, he learns Take that the Peiris have to go back. He learned Kipshute. The Meiri learned Kipshute. The Nesivis, the Sfasemis, in the beginning, they learn Kipshute and they have Kashas all over. Yeah, say that. The Meiri learns the Peiris have to go back. I loy Shomanu. So the Meiri says, yeah, our sugi is an apoitik and mefurish. Abai is not Nogia Bekola Shas. It's only an apoitik and mefurish. So it's not Abai. But the Miri only learns Avad it's Kipshutai, so it doesn't make sense. So the Miri ain't a chanami. It doesn't make sense. There's no Abaye. Abaye only spoke in a specific place that is apoitik and mefurish. Noch yishir bo yisroel al chemtsoi. So he takes Abaye and he makes Abaye very small. Because it doesn't make sense. Because if it's a mafreya, everything has to go back. And it doesn't make sense. So the Miri really has the kasha. And the answer is no Abaye. Abaye only spoke in one specific place. So we see from the Meiri, the Chaim Rebbe, the Kasha. His answer is, it's not Abaye. Abaye only spoke in a poetic and mefurish. Normal Ksubasisha is not a poetic and mefurish, so you don't have a problem with Bikurim. And when you have a poetic and mefurish, you will not bring Bikurim from that Sode. So it's not Abaye. We have the same Kasha with Abaye Rebbe, for sure. What is Shvel if you're Abaye? Be Shvel if you're Rebbe, I'm asking. I'm starting the Kasha with Abaye. Lefi our diuk and Rashi that Rav is like Abaye, take all the kashas also there. Ain't a chanam. So what is nisbakish is two yesoidus. So vaystoys, you have to say two yesoidus. One yesoid that vaystois the kinyan is not a kinyan kesef. The kinyan is not a kinyan kesef. And the Nesivis himself speaks it out twice. In Lamed Zayin, in the Ksaviyad, in the Nu, he speaks it out by Archove. And in Shin Mem Dalet, he speaks it out also. That is a yesoid that is shibut. Turns to be a Kenyan. something that is meshubit to me becomes a kinyan. And there is the masa umatn of Rove, that while that shibud, you could be mesalik bezuzay, that shibud is not strong enough to make a kinyan. The Nesivis speaks out Be'etzim, and he has the same kasha. Someone owes you money. You beg him, beg him, beg him. He says, you know what? Take my karka. So he says, are you sure? What karka? The one I have outside is a field. It's for you. He has to, how he takes the karka? He goes and he bangs. Well, what he does? What he does? What? Can't hear. Has to be. So the Nesivis, no. You told me to take it. We decided it's mine. We decided that the shibud will be there. Boom, it becomes mine. The shibud is a schus moment when we decide that it's this, this turns to become the kinyan. What? You don't need a ma'isa, a decision. The shibud is all over. When we decide that we want to be goyver with the shibud, it shafts a ma'isa kinyan. This is the yesod of the Nesivis and Shin Mem Dalet for a lot of Zachen. And with this, his masbir, how the mafreya u goyver works. The ma'isa kinyan is the shibud. This is one yesod. The second yesod, we have to explain after, but the first. But this is the whole noise of the sugya. Why Rovi could learn that maybe a shibud of le'achar's man is stronger, why it's easier. The second yesod is the yesod that we said yesterday from Reb Shimon. We explained yesterday from Reb Shimon that the pshat le'mafreya u goyve, that it becomes mine, but doesn't mean that the whole chayfetz becomes mine. We explained that Reb Shimon explained in Ma'ariches HaKinyonim. I know in Shari Yosher and Shari Zayin he has a different hesbah, but we're going with Ma'ariches HaKinyonim. There he has become Abba Mafreya, a whole different hesbah. The Ma'ariches HaKinyonim, Reb Shimon explains like this. That a person, the same thing, you have a chayfetz, you could own the left side, I could own the right side, the left, the top, the bottom. Every chayfetz is made from hundreds of days, from thousands of days. And in the same time, and now, the present time, now, I could own these 100 days, and you could own that 100 days. Then, before Reb Shimon came, and he said this yesod, I could think, I could own a now. You could own later. It means later you will own. Can't be that both of us own. I own the now, and you own the later. It's one time. Time is no place. Time is only one thing. Reb Shimon's Mechadesh, time exists. Exists. We gave the marshal the calendar. It exists. I could own this time and you could own that time. Time is there. It's not the same chayfetz in different times. It's times of chayfetz. What happens when I'm koina the chayfetz means that the shibud, when I'm going with the shibud, is misbarer, that from then, that time was mine. Not then the chayfetz will be mine. From now, that time is mine. So I could be magdish the chayfetz because that time is mine. So my hegdish is chal, because lemafreya, we find out, when I'm goyve in Tovshin Ayin Ches, that in Tovshin Ayin Ches, I'm the Bailim. But not in Tovshin Ayin Ches, I became the Bailim. We find out in Tovshin Ayin Ches that I was the owner of Tovshin Ayin Ches. When? From day one. From day one, I'm the owner of Tovshin Ayin Ches. So, while from day one, I'm the owner of Tovshin Ayin Ches, so b'meila, I'm the bailim to be magdish Tovshin Ayin Ches. Oh, but the peiros will never go back. The peiros will never go back. There's no reason the peiros will go back. Why it's not klo? Posh. I own the days of tomorrow. So before I was goyve, they never knew if I own or not. Lemafreya u goyve is nizbarer that I own it, and while I'm owning it from now, I own them. Not from now, I will own them. I own them. B'meila I could be magdish.
What gave me the rights?
This is a bayah. Now, be'emes we said two zachen. I'm saying we have to be'etzel go weiter, but. I want to explain. It's not stamped two different zachen. They work together. If the the kinyan is a maisa kinyan, listen carefully. If the kinyan is a maisa kinyan, it's very strange to understand that if you will be goyve, so then that tomorrow I was koina that day. So everything you could say. But the lomdas of shibud, it's emes. What is my shibud? Im loy tifrali. Im loy tifrali. The shibud is that if you don't pay in Tovshina in Ches, you can take it. This is the heftz of the shibud. So this is the heftz of the kinyan, what you have in the chayfetz. While the shibud is the kinyan in the chayfetz, what follows are the kinyan in the chayfetz, and the shibud says that when you don't pay, then I have a right to collect it. Now, my shibud is now. You owe me now. You owe me now that. Not then you will owe me. I give you money and I have rights, that is called shibud, that makes the kinyan, that I have rights that when you don't pay me in that day, I can take the chayfetz. So these are the rights that I have. So b'meile, they shaf the maisa kinyan then. So you know, since dvorim amukim, you don't have to get to the last part, but tomorrow we have to go weiter on the gemara.